Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast.
My name's Anita Aguilar.
I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful today because we got our podcast set up.
We've been manifesting this forever and nobody knows the behind the scenes of it. So,
so professional.
Here we are. So this is our very first episode with our team.
And we're so excited that you guys get to hear from people who are behind the scenes and helping us out with this mission. And the first person that I have in the hot spot is Mariel.
Mariel, Mariel. It's all good. Thank you.
Hi, Anita. Okay. So what we're doing right now is just kind of sharing everybody's manifestation stories.
Okay.
Because I truly believe that every single person in this room has been manifested from what we're creating. And yeah. So I guess rapid fire would be kind of cool. To get to know everybody a little bit. Even though I'm always picking your brains every single day, I'm like, I want to know more.
It's like, where does a manifestation story begin? That's what I have. So,
okay. So, yeah. I'll do a regular rapid fire. Ready?
Okay.
What is your morning routine?
I'm not the kind of person that wakes up at 5 in the morning. I'm going to be honest. Anytime I hear someone that's like, I wake up 5 in the morning and I do yoga and then make my breakfast, I'm like, wow.
Go you.
Go you. But I like to sleep in as late as I can before I have to really start getting up, getting ready. But I did record a little audio for myself. Mm. That's a morning prayer. Right?
So what?
Yes, because as soon as I open my eyes, and this is something I've learned from you, is to like do the journaling or listen to a meditation. But I would find myself not doing it, like just making excuses. Mm-hmm. So instead of what I did, I just made a really short little morning prayer that's sort of like an affirmation. I put a little audio behind it, just kind of like, hey, we're waking up. It's going to be a great day. Aww. I give thanks for everything that's already here, basically. Mm-hmm. So just kind of to start the day off with like, no worries. We're cool. We're waking up. Mm-hmm. And it's been the best thing ever because I haven't not listened to it since I did it.
Wow.
So, yeah, and this was, let's see, a month ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I would find myself like, oh, the journaling, I don't want to do, or like, I'll wake up and be like, oh, I don't want to do the meditation. So, it's the morning prayer. And as I get ready, I'm listening to either a guided meditation or something that's short, that's just going to, whatever's going on in my head, it needs to be not corrected, but like if I need to switch directions, that's the kind of guided meditation I'll listen to. So that's it. I wake up, get ready, listen to my prayers, my meditation, my affirmations, whatever I need for that day. And then I just come here.
So good. Mm-hmm.
Even breakfast and lunch, I make it the night before. Like in the mornings, I'm just like crawling out of bed.
Yeah, I was asking you that the other day. I was like, when do you make your food? Because everybody knows me. Wait, what does Sarie say?
Anita's gotta eat. Well, I do too. So I have to food prep. Because if I don't,
What was your routine before you started working here?
There really wasn't a routine. Let me think. Definitely the food preparation before. That's always been a good thing for me. But no, I would never wake up. I would just stew in whatever was going on in my mind. So, yeah, I wouldn't do a guided meditation or anything. So that really has – I really have noticed that it's changed the perspective of my whole day. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Second question is, what is your favorite book?
Oh, it's so funny because I hear you ask this every time someone's on it. Right? I'm like, what is my favorite book? It's funny because, I mean, I studied literature in school and people will ask me for books and I'm like, there's so many things. But when it comes to, I guess, manifestation, money mindset, just something kind of esoteric like that, I always go back to the first book I read when I was like 12 or 13 that had anything to do with this. And it's The Four Agreements.
Oh, my sister just
read it?
Read this.
Yes. It's such a beautiful, quick, inspiring message. And yeah, I read it like long ago. And every couple of years, I'll just bring it back up. I'll remind myself of the Four Agreements. Please don't ask me what the Four Agreements are. I'm so nervous. I'm going to forget everything.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so, because it's funny because, yeah, my sister was telling me about that book and I was like, it sounds so familiar, but I don't know why.
I swear everybody has read it, or it's just one of like the greatest beginner books into spirituality, changing your view about the world. And it's great. So.
Oh. Okay.
So I'd say that one, The Four Agreements.
Let's see. What are the rapid fire questions? I don't even remember anymore. This is what I have Muriel for. And so now that you're doing this, where I'm like,
now that I'm on the hot seat.
Okay, last rapid fire question is, who was your first mentor?
Ooh, who was my first mentor? It's hard to pinpoint because I've shared with Anita that ever since I was little, I was involved in this world of fun, esoteric things. I remember being 5 and going with my mom to like group meditations. So I think that I've met so many amazing people, but I would say who was really the first person that really set me off on this, on the most recent journey, because there's been plenty. Let me think. My first mentor. I feel like Gisela is coming up, and she was a close friend of our meditation group back in 2000, like around 2008 or 9. And she's a Chilean, she's from Chile, and she would do psychic readings, but she was much more than that.
Wow.
I have no idea how the universe conspired for us to meet, but she came into our lives. And she was super close with me and my mom and my family for a long time. And I think she was, like, the first one, me as an adult, where I chose to, like, really listen to what she had to say. And she's the first person that's coming up. So, Gisela, she's great. But we've lost contact throughout the years because she's just, like, moved around so much and is doing that probably a totally different thing right now. So, but it was her. And then
she's probably listening to this.
I know. Oh, my God, if she is, Gisela, I miss you.
Oh.
And what else? Then here in San Diego a few years ago, I started seeing Sylvia Nguyen, who does like body work and releasing trauma.
Wow.
She's in San Diego. She's great. Her and her husband, Craig, really changed my life. And I think they, both of them, like in different moments of my life were really helpful to me. And like every time when I remember that time, I'm like, oh, that's what set off a journey for me. Yeah, but I don't have anyone, like, to say right now that's like, oh, you know, Lewis Howes or something like that. Because, you're my first coaching, like, mindset coaching person that I know that I really trusted and believed in. So it's you.
Yeah, that's why I put mentor, because I think, like, everybody has a mentor, like what you just said. It's, like, the first person that came to the surface for you. Yeah. And, like, my first mentor was Jason and Mariah. They're probably listening to this right now.
Yay.
But it's kind of, like, the first person that comes to the surface that's, like, it's almost like they were saying the same things that maybe everybody else was, but when they said it, it clicked.
Yes. You know what I mean? Exactly. I know what you mean. Yeah.
So I forgot a very important thing. If you wanted to say what your position is.
what you for do those here. Of you who don't know, if you've ever emailed Anita, you've probably spoken to me too. So my name's Mariel Romero. I am a project manager here at the Manifesting Money Podcast. Also Anita's assistant. I kind of do a little bit of everything around here.
So. She's the mom of the group.
I totally am.
She keeps me on track.
Do you want Tic Tacs? Do you want lipstick? Do you need powder? Do you need a USB cable?
No, I'm that person. Hand sanitizer.
Everyone wants my hand sanitizer. He's laughing.
It was so funny. Remember yesterday, I was like, Mariel, could you please help me? I know I have some quote-unquote messy habits, and if you could help me see when I'm doing these things. She's like, "What? What's an example?" And I when we got these microphones yesterday, I just took the packet and I just threw it because I was so excited. And I was like, stuff like that. And she's like, oh, yeah, I got you. So, yeah, we were laughing so hard this morning with all of the tasks that are in Notion, too.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we really help each other out. You help me, I help you.
Oh, yay. Okay, so I just want to real quick share just your story about how you started working here and what were all the things that were coming up before it manifested after.
It's so funny because I feel like I've said this story so many times, but I feel like you must feel the same way. It's like you're hearing the same thing. But okay, so where does the story start? Before the pandemic, I was at another job, and it was an amazing job. It was an amazing atmosphere. But right before the pandemic hit, I felt like maybe it's time for a shift. And I remember being confused by that because I wasn't miserable. Mm. I wasn't unhappy. And now that I've met you, I understand that it was just time to move on. Like I was ready for something different. And there was a little COVID outbreak that was handled kind of poorly. Mm. And I think that was a moment where I was like, I don't want to risk my health. Mm. I already have a pre-existing condition from a virus I got when I was little. What? And yeah, it left me with like the arthritis symptoms that I have.
Oh my gosh.
So
this we didn't know.
I think I mentioned it. Well, I mentioned the arthritis and how it like knocks me down a couple of days when the weather's exactly like this. Weather. But yeah, I was just, I don't know, that fear came up to the surface again of like, oh my gosh, if I catch this and I have leftover symptoms, I don't know if I'll be able to handle it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to step back. It's time to take care of myself. And it's like, honestly, the world shut down for me. Mm-hmm. It was like time to take care of myself.
Yeah.
And I was also going through a grieving process because after giving up that job, I was like, what's the direction of my career now? What am I going to do now? I studied literature. I have a master's in English. And when I got my degree, I was like, what am I going to do? I ended up working in comic books for a while, just a bunch of non-traditional jobs, assisting, whatever, anything that had to do with what was going on at that time. But after I left the job, I was like, what's going to happen next? I feel like I'm meant for more. I have the potential for more. I just don't know what I'm going to do. So I went on a really deep self-healing journey. It was really intense. Therapy, everything, books, reading. And one of the elements of this transformation was looking into my money mindset. Because I was like, I have money blocks and I don't know where they're coming from. Why am I always just making enough money to survive? Like, why am I not thriving? Why do I not believe in myself? What's going on? And as soon as I started to dig into that, I started looking up all of the manifestation coaches everybody knows on Instagram. And I just wasn't clicking with anyone. And I was like, what's going on with me? And I was like, well, I'll keep searching. And during this whole period, I would also do makeup as my side hustle. Because I've been doing makeup since I'm like 11. I would do my friend's makeup for like proms and quinceañeras. Mm. I was a person that was always playing with makeup because my mom and my sister love makeup. So that was always like my creative hobby. But then someone's like, why aren't you doing makeup full time? And I dabbled in that for a couple of years. But during the pandemic, of course, you can touch faces. I didn't want to see anyone. I was like, okay, I'll focus on doing makeup for myself on Instagram, on YouTube, blah, blah. And one of the people I followed, or one of the, I guess, businesses I followed was Alchemy Beauty here in San Diego. Because right before the pandemic, I met, oh my gosh.
Kim.
Yeah, I met Kim. And I was just fascinated by what her and Holly were doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to keep in touch with them. They're so cool. They're opening up the studio. That's brilliant. And one day they just announced that they were going to be on a podcast. And it was
Makeup Mentor Podcast.
It was like, no way. It's about money mindset and makeup. Like, that's exactly what I need. And it was like, boom. It felt so serendipitous. It was amazing. And there was something about you that I was like, I really trust this girl. Mm. And I didn't feel that feeling with the other coaches. I don't know if I wasn't ready. I don't know what vibe was going on. But I was like, yeah, I'm gonna follow you. Mm-hmm. And I followed you. And I don't know how much time transpired because I was like in my own thunderstorm in my head, I guess, of things I was figuring it out. But I saw all of a sudden that you were the Manifesting Money podcast.
Yeah.
Or you were announcing that you were going to shift the focus. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And then I guess maybe a month later or something, a couple of weeks later, you announced that you were looking for someone to be. It wasn't like an assistant or a project manager. It was like a makeup assistant or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because somebody had already... I think you told me somebody was already in the position of this or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, makeup assistant, I'll see what that means. I don't know. I think that was a Thursday or a Tuesday, and you told me to come in to interview on a Friday. Yeah. I didn't even have, like, an updated curriculum. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Resume.
I know. But throughout all that time, I was like, I wonder if a job exists where I'll be back in, like, with a group – working with a group of women, because I really like that energy compared to, like, my time in comics where I was just working with a bunch of men. I wanted to be with women again. I was also asking, like, I wonder if it can be – I wonder if, like, this job could be nearby. I live so close to where we are at. What else did I ask for? I was like, I hope I could get – even if it's just during the time that I'm there, that I can learn more about building a business – about money, like money, investing. Just, I was just like, would that even exist? And I didn't even know when I applied or when I submitted like that DM. I was just like, hi, I do all the things you asked. I want to talk.
Yeah.
So when I got here and I met you, I was like, is this for real? Like, and not only that, but I was like, worried about working with a huge group of people because we were still everyone was getting vaccinated and I wasn't sure about being out in the world. Like, I was not ready. I was like, well, can this be work from home? And at some point it was. So it was like, I really manifested this. And after talking to you, it's like you were also looking for someone and you were like, where is this person?
Like, my list was like just as like accurate as hers. Yeah. And the funny part was because Mario, like I said, like or the position that I was going to hire you for was taken. There's somebody who I had an interview with the day before. And I was like, oh, yes, they're perfect. They're perfect. And I said yes. And then when I got home, Source, I had this huge download. That Source was like, nope, that's not the wrong person. And I almost threw up because I was like,
oh, my gosh.
And then I messaged her, and I told her. She understood, and I know you're probably listening to this right now, so I know it opened up space for other opportunities. But the biggest thing is that I needed somebody with prior experience.
Ooh, I had a lot of that.
Yeah, and that was what I was looking for because the biggest thing was, it was like she was eager and she was ready and all this different stuff. Yeah. But I think it was also like I wanted the person who got this position to learn what we were doing.
Yeah.
And be able to, again, apply it for your own stuff too, right? Because I knew that we weren't going to be here in San Diego forever. So that was really important for me too, for everybody.
Wow.
And just experience is like such a huge thing because I've worked at jobs before for money and stuff like that, which is one thing. But it's like when you get connections and you build your belief and like, holy crap, that was huge.
And it's so funny that you say that because I was like, I knew you were talking about going on to bigger and better things. So I think in the back of my mind, can you even hear me, ambulances or what? Anyway, in the back of my mind, I was like, well, I think this might be temporary, but you know what? It just, I don't know. Something's just telling me to go for it. Like, it doesn't matter. I just have this feeling that something's going to happen. A door is going to open. I'm going to learn so much. So even coming in, I was already like, it's go time. Like, it just felt like that. So
masculine energy time.
I know. Wow. And it's so funny that you say that because I'm like, I'm always like, oh, I struggle so much with like taking action. And now I'm looking back, I'm like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are like, I sort of, my mentality has changed so much. And yeah, I think you said, oh, you start Monday. And that was it.
Yeah. I was literally like, let's go. Because like, and one, that's just, like, me in general, and that's why I need someone like Mariel, because I'm, like, so, like, that it's, like, it needs organized, and sometimes I need someone to tell me, like, hey, slow down a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't all need to happen all at once, and so, it can't, like, the crazy thing about you is that my twin sister and I were very much of the energy that you and I have. Okay. And so when we were separated, or once I became conscious that my sister was not going to be part of my business, mm-hmm. which was also just a huge, like, oh my God, really? I always had this huge vision that we were going to be together.
Wow.
That's when I opened up space. And so, yeah.
That's amazing. And I remember so clearly at the Christmas gala, your sister was there.
Yeah.
And she just, like, grabbed my hands and she was like, I'm just so thankful you're here for her. Did you not know that?
No.
She told me. No, she just, like, I don't know what was going on. Like, obviously, I was, like, running around everywhere. But she just, like, she saw me and she was like, I just want to tell you thank you. Because you're here for her and I'm going to be gone. So I was so scared of, like, just abandoning her. And I'm like, I got you. I'll be here. Don't you worry. I'll take care of Anita. She's, like, my little sister. So yeah,
like, someone's got to take care of her because she already ran the damn street.
It's so fun. Yeah, it was such a sweet moment. And I was like, no, of course. That's so sweet of you to say. Alicia, this is so sweet. So, yeah, that was a really nice moment. And I felt like, wow, like, she trusts me with you? Wow.
Yes, I think she'll just text me out of nowhere and say, poor Mariel.
It's so funny because you're making it seem like you're so, like, crazy. And it's not.
That's
you're
what
totally
I'm saying.
Totally not like that. You're like, so self-sufficient and organized. But yeah, sometimes you need someone to just, like, pull your hair a little bit, like, hey, we got to do this first before moving on. Yeah. We got to go through step 1, 2, and 3 before 9 and 10.
You're like, hey, you have a call in, like, literally 2 minutes. I'm the type of person, I hate being early. So it's so funny. Okay, so there's one thing that manifests that was so huge that we came in here and we're all hooting and hollering about it. If you just want to share that, and then we'll bring in Haley.
Yeah. Are we talking about this?
No, wait, the thing for you.
The thing for me?
The real.
Okay, everyone. Hold on to your seats because this is crazy. So it was December, and I have a beauty page on Instagram at Mariel Vegan Beauty. Follow me for cruelty-free and vegan makeup tips.
Yes! The plug.
And I've been at that for like 5 years. I swear, I had 300 followers for 4 of those years. Slow to grow on YouTube. But babe, we're cool. I was, you know, having fun doing my crazy makeup looks. And it was fun. And then all of a sudden, after all of this work I've done, even subconsciously, because sometimes I feel like I'm just joining in on the meetings to take notes, but it's obviously the information is for me too, right?
Yeah.
And I swear, just a few days before, I don't know if it was a meeting or something, but you were talking about the fear of being seen. And I think you were, I don't know which group you were talking to, if it was like a reel or a live or what. And you're saying, would you be prepared if all of a sudden you went viral? You said it. And I was like, probably like, just like listening in or something. And I said, would I be prepared if I went viral? I'm like, that's so far away. Like, that's not even, I can't even fathom that because I get like 20 likes to a photo. And it was December 26th or 7th, like right after Christmas. And I decided to make the silliest reel. Has nothing to do with makeup. I just put on a filter. And I had no makeup on, actually. I just put on a filter that changed your eye color. And there was something in the air. Because out of nowhere, views started rolling in. I was like, oh, look, 100 views. Cool. 500, 1,000, 3,000, 5,000, 20,000. And it just kept growing and growing. And then I think by the end of day 2, there was 2 million views on it.
2 million?
2 million views.
Yeah.
At that point, I was like, that's it. Like, it can't get any bigger than this. Like, what is 2 million views? I was, like, posting, like, oh, my gosh, I got 2 million views. That's so exciting. And I think before that, I would have freaked out so much. I would have thought, oh, gosh, I don't know. Because of this, what are people going to – what are people even – why are they even interested in this? Of course, it's I would have gotten angry that it wouldn't have been for makeup, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just by being here, my mentality was so different. And I was actually more excited about that than the actual, like, increase, the crazy increase in views. Because I started seeing it as a game. I was like, oh, it happened once. It could totally happen again.
Yeah.
It literally felt like I've been in a casino just going through all the machines and they weren't giving me money. And then I decided to put in like one last dollar on a machine. Mm-hmm. And then you started hearing the ding, 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 ding. And it felt like that, mm-hmm. that excitement. I was like, holy moly, what? So I just kept watching this video and I would come into work and be like, oh my God, it's like so many views now.
And we'd all be hooting and hollering like, Mariel, how many views you got in the video?
5 million, 6 million, 7 million, 8. I think by the end it was growing by 1.5 million views a day. And of course, there were ridiculous comments, but there was a lot of support. And I think I asked you, I was like, what do you do with like all of the negative comments? And you said something like, oh, I just don't give it energy. And I was like, okay, I'm going to remember that. And I think it took like a week. No, well, it was actually January. So I think by around January 6th, it peaked at 17.1 million views.
Crazy.
That's New York City twice.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine everyone in New York City like just coming in front of you and seeing your face two yeah. times. So yeah, I think that was just the, not the proof, but it was it really was a gift. It really felt like a see, it can totally happen. Mm-hmm. It's a game. Mm. You're in control. If your mindset is right, you're going to be able to manage anything that comes your way. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And it just stalled there. But it's so funny because occasionally I'll get a couple of notifications and it's like, oh, 10 people saw it, 2 people. So it's somehow it's ending up on people's For You pages.
Oh.
Yeah. And that increased my followers. I finally hit 5,000.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I've lost some, but that's okay. We're opening up space for people who really want to stay.
See, she is learning.
Right? Exactly. I would never talk like this before. I would never talk like this before. So I feel it. Your influence has been great on me. Thank you, Anita.
Well, thank you, yeah, for tuning in. And like I said, it was so important for me to have somebody who's like really open and receptive to this information. Yes. Because it is like, even if, again, it's like a wave. Mm. Even if you're like listening to it again, like you said before, like you're like just typing and then you're like, hey, what the heck?
A message will land and yeah. it will stick.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is that like it's like an energy wave when we do this. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want people to be conscious of it, because it's like, you know, some days we feel heavy, right? And sometimes yeah. it's like,
when I can be moody, and every time I come in here, my mood just changes. Everyone's so
same. But I think it's also very important to be around people who understand that and really prioritize that. Like,
yes,
stay home today. You know what I mean? Just like little stuff like that, because it's like sometimes we can't see it until we're on the outside. You know. Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. Thank you for investing time and energy into yourself. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And I can't wait to see what's next. And yeah, just forever in the future, I know exactly the kind of people I want to be surrounded with, the kind of energy I want to be surrounded with. So I'm so excited.
Yes, we manifested our dream team.
Dream team. Wah, wah, wah.
Haley's on the hot spot. Da, 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 da. Okay, first we'll start with, who are you? And what do you do here at the Manifesting Money Podcast?
Hi, everyone. My name is Haley, and I support Anita with marketing efforts. I guess my title would be marketing assistant.
Yay. Okay.
Ready for some rapid fire questions?
Yes, I'm ready.
I was like, you're probably gearing up your like answers. Oh, gosh. Okay. First question is, what is your morning routine?
Oh, girl, I need to work on it. I really do need to work on it. But I have been more conscious of it since working here. Mm. What it used to be prior to this was wake up, check my phone, get stressed out about the day ahead. Now at least I hydrate. Mm. I hydrate before checking email.
Water,
so
water.
Baby steps, baby steps. I also really love working out first thing because then it's done. Mm. So I'm trying to be more cognizant of hydration, workout, and then start the day, because it makes such a difference. I used to just sit in bed, sip coffee, check on my social media, get overwhelmed. And then you just take that frazzled energy with you into the day. Mm-hmm. So when I went through 31 days of abundance myself, I made it over. So work in progress.
Oh, it's so good. I forgot that you're in the 31 days.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, okay. That's so awesome to see, like, you move the energy right in the beginning of the day, too.
Yes.
So the second question is, what is your favorite book?
Okay. I would say my favorite book, particularly in this realm, would be Creating Money. I love that. It's been so helpful. And as well as The Divine Law of Compensation by Marianne Williamson. I need to bring that so you can read it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good because I am in the spiritual sector, just like with my own business. And my most common money block was around, well, if it's a gift or a spiritual gift that you've been given, it's not right to charge. So I really struggled with charging for my services because I was like, this is to help humanity. And my intention was always that. So it felt dirty to accept money for it. But that book really talks about how there's this enormous value that you're giving via your services and you deserve to be compensated for it. So that book was so helpful in overcoming that. And then just in general, I love astrology for the soul. If anybody's into astrology, Jane Spiller is amazing. She just speaks to your soul. So those are my favorites.
Oh, so good. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to plug all these. I was like trying to think of like all of the things that you guys do that people don't realize that goes on in the background, like Mariel's getting the affiliate links. Haley's the one who's helping us even. This is her camera. You know what I mean? There's so many things that, like, people don't see in the behind the scenes. So huge. Yes. Okay, last rapid fire question is, who was your first mentor?
Oh, my gosh. I have had so many mentors that have impacted my journey. I would say one that's still within my life and still supports my journey, her name is Denise Winston. It's kind of a magical story because I was 25, about to turn 26, and here in the U.S., when you turn 26, you're off your parents' health insurance. And so I was just really scared because I was, you know, working for myself, so it's like, who's going to pay for this health insurance? I know it's not going to be me. Like, what? So I was just worried about that, and my boyfriend wanted us to go to his hometown to visit his family and whatnot. So we're just hanging out at his house, which is in Bakersfield. And it turns out his mom's best friend is Denise Winston, who started the Money Starts Here program, which is an amazing, yes, it's an amazing financial literacy course. She is such an incredible human being, incredible business owner. And so we connected and she was like, oh, I'm trying to learn more about astrology, which is my domain. And I was like, I'm trying to learn about health insurance. She has a whole program on her site about how to figure out health insurance when you're self-employed. So she was like, I'll give you free access to my course. And then I ended up doing her astrology chart. And we just really connected. And we have like mini masterminds. We connect every 2 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is really, like, she has had such a successful career and she's built this massive business, massive success. But where she really wanted to grow was in the spirituality sector, which is where I've learned and been focused in. And I really wanted to grow in the business. So it's this beautiful symbiotic connection. And I just love her. But
oh my gosh, you're going to get her on the podcast.
Yes.
Holy crap.
It would be so cool because she's really learning more about the money mindset things that she has all of the pillars. Like she's been a banker. She got sort of like jaded with the banking industry. So she started her own financial literacy and she really wants to empower people with the tools to be able to be like financially free. So I just think you guys would be
the power.
Yes. So much power.
So good. Cool.
Yes.
Okay. So could you tell everybody a little bit more about what you do outside of this?
Yes. So I am an astrologer. I've done it professionally for about 6 years, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's so bizarre when I look back on it, just because I feel like it picked me at a really young age. Like, I've always been interested in it. I was born at the peak of a full moon. Like, I was 2 weeks late. So I was just like in my mom's womb, just like ready for the full moon. And then literally the night of my birthday, the full moon peaked at 6:11 and I was born at 6:11.
Oh my God.
So I came out like
super baby.
And because that was sort of part of my birth story, I was like, what could that mean? So even like in elementary school, I'd cut out people's horoscopes, like my friends, and be like, you're an Aries, here you go, you're a Virgo, here you go. So it's so weird how I've been interested in it for so long, but I didn't start seriously studying until high school. Like, I would always tell people about their signs, and it's so interesting because I always thought it made me so weird. Like, I was always the weird gal who would just, like, tell everybody about their signs, be like, oh, this is what the moon's doing. And astrology has gained popularity, which I'm really grateful for. And it's like, what you consider weird about yourself or what it is that you light up when you are talking about, like, that's a clue to your purpose. Like, I used
Wow, that's good.
I used to feel so embarrassed when I would tell people, like, I would get so excited and be like, oh my gosh, da, da, da. Like, I felt like I was going to explode with all this information. I used to be like, Haley, stop. Like, people don't want to hear about it. And then now I'm like, that is a clue. Like, what you think is weird and you're suppressing is what you're here to share. So it's really cool to be able to step fully into that role and share what it is that I'm so passionate about and just see the light bulb moments in other people. And just in case anyone doesn't really know about astrology, essentially, at the moment that you were born, you're more than just your sun sign. You have your sun, which is like your ego identity. You have the moon, which is your emotions. And it even takes more and more nuance and layers. There's houses, there's aspects. And essentially, your chart indicates your past, present, future. And so it's been such an honor to be able to communicate to other people, like, the beauty I see within their charts and allow them to live out their highest potential of it.
Yeah. So good. And you have a YouTube channel?
Yes, I have a YouTube channel, Haley Common Astrology. And then I also have an astrology course, which is called Self-Care Astrology, which is all about how to, because a lot of people, when they're like, I'm a Sagittarius and that's why I act like this, it's like, okay, you're a Sagittarius sun, sure, but let's, like, nurture your chart so you can live out the highest version rather than use it to, like, limit ourselves. Like, I see that a lot in the astrology community. People like, well, I'm always going to be like this because I'm a Virgo moon, so I have money blocks or whatever. It's like, no, let's learn to nurture and support. So that's what made me start my course.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Yes. Yeah. I'm still stuck on, like, the things that we hide because we don't want other people to think that we're weird. I feel like that was me with the Manifesting Money podcast. I was so scared to talk about it. And even making videos, too. I think videos was my thing when I was little. Like, if you look back at my videos when I was a little kid, oh, my God, that's so amazing. But, yeah, what you said, oh, that's so true.
Isn't it funny how, like, when we're little, we sort of know. Like, we might not know exactly how, but it's like you were into videos when you were younger. Like, me too. Like, I had this video camera. I was always, like, taking videos of stuff. And then I feel like as we get older, the world tells us how we are supposed to be and who we are supposed to be. And which, and I feel like becoming our best self, it's not so much as adding as it is subtracting what the world told us that we should be and getting back to that raw part of ourselves. So I was excited about a video camera. Yeah. That's excited about manifesting. That's excited about astrology and, like, staying connected to that and rooted to that. Yeah.
Yeah, because even what you do outside of this is, like, help so much inside of this. You know what I mean? More like, Haley, when should we launch? Haley, when should we do this? Like, it helps us so much. And it's so cool because, you know, one of the things that we teach is, like, zoning in your zone of genius and then connecting and collaborating with other people who are in their zone of genius. And I think you're a really good example of that because it's like, look how much you invest in that time and energy helped us for, like, one quick little question. You know what I mean? So cool. So, our story's really crazy, how Haley started working here, because TikTok, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, it starts a little before that.
Okay.
So, essentially, I was in a role that was not aligning for me, very much causing a lot of stress. I don't even recognize the person I was at the tail end of that. But anyways, I was conscious that it was not serving me. And what was my soul food was going on walks and listening to podcasts. Like, I knew, like, it was, we had really bad boundaries, me and the person that I was working with. So that was an hour that I would put my phone on airplane mode. I know this individual, like, would probably get mad that I wasn't answering, but I was like, I just need an hour to not be constantly on call. And so that was my happy place. And I just want to also communicate, if anyone else is in a job that is not serving you, like, make sure to do those things that give to your soul, even if you feel like you don't have time, because seriously, elevating your vibration will bring you quicker into alignment with a role that does serve you. So that was my golden hour. I was like, no one can bother me. And weirdly, I'm not a makeup artist. I just started wearing makeup, like, a year ago.
Oh, my God.
Weirdly, I searched. I don't remember what terminology I searched, but I found your podcast first.
Wow.
And that's when it was Makeup Mentor. So it's, like, the fact that, like,
I had no idea.
Yeah, a gal who doesn't really wear makeup besides mascara, like, stumbled upon Makeup Mentor podcast. But I think it was an episode when you were sort of, like, you were definitely still in the makeup artist realm, but you were sort of getting at the manifesting and like starting to interlace that more. So then I found you on, I followed you on TikTok. Little did I know, like when I would walk around the neighborhood, I didn't know you were in San Diego, like literally 7 minutes from where I live. You would be recording the podcast that I would listen to. So weird. So saw you on TikTok. I was in this role. I mean, I was exhausted. I virtually felt like a shell of myself. I'm grateful for that experience and what it taught me, but I was just like worn down. And I don't know what the post was, but I commented. And you know when you follow someone on TikTok, it shows you old posts?
Yeah.
There was something you posted, but it was like a month prior. We were like, I'm looking for someone to support with. And it was like same as Mariel was saying, like everything that I had had expertise with then. So I was like, I'm going to shoot my shot, girl. She probably, because you were having interviews.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Because here's my brain. Here's my thought process. I'm like, one video on TikTok is going to go viral, and I'm going to have so many people lining up. And I had nobody. And I was like, dang. So I guess I got to post more than once. And Haley seen that video that was from, I think it was maybe 2 weeks. Yeah, it was okay. 2 weeks that I posted it. That way, it was so funny. I was like, oh, dang it.
It's because the universe literally stopped everybody because it was like, Haley needs this role. So y'all are gonna stop. Yeah. And my biggest thing, or my biggest, like where I typically get stuck in past roles is around like almost like this martyrdom of like overworking and feeling like I always need to be on call and like I always need to do everything. And it kept coming up like job after job. And I feel like the universe drew this because Anita has such amazing boundaries just in terms of like she knows that like when we are here, we are working, we are focused. And when we are off, like you say, like our energy is our moneymaker. So like it really, this is like life school for me around learning how to really prioritize my rest and not constantly be on call. Cause it's like, if that pattern keeps coming up of job to job, it's not my bosses, it's me. You know what I mean? So I had to shift that vibration and I just feel so much more balanced of a human being.
Yeah. So, that's so good. Cause like, look at that. I had absolutely no idea of like your previous position, like the boundaries of like the time thing. I just know, and kind of what I just said in that video of like releasing the 9 to 5 was like, I was like, okay, I know one thing that I'm going to do differently is like when I'm off, I'm off. And so it's not only for like, obviously it's for you all too, because I didn't know people were working on stuff when I wasn't even aware. Like they're staying all up at night on like Sundays, like my virtual assistant. And I was like, oh, I had no idea. Like it's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean? But I didn't know that that was happening. So that's why I was like, okay, let me make sure when I hire new people that I'm conscious of this. But it's also like communication back and forth to me. Like everybody knows, like if it's important, it's this time, you know, if not, then, you know, we'll wait till the next day. And so the other thing about that was, gosh, there's something else I wanted to say about this. Oh, I forgot it. Come on. It'll come back to the surface, like, when you talk, but.
Off into the ethers. It'll come back if it's meant to be. But, yeah, so that was a huge elevation, being in this environment. I mean, it's such a positive, uplifting environment that really respects our boundaries and our time off. And just looking at my own mental health and my happiness, like I also just want to say for anyone listening, like if a job is draining you dry, where every single day feels gray and upsetting, like it's time to leave. And like a lot of that martyrdom role that I was stuck in, it's like, I can't leave. They depend on me for everything. And it's like, you're a human being and you deserve to be happy. You deserve to enjoy your life. And the biggest thing, if you are in a role that's draining you or there's harsh boundaries, is just making sure that you are as committed to giving to yourself as you are giving to your boss or your job. And so that was a huge lesson. And just like Mariel, so much magnified with my life. I don't know if it's being around y'all.
I think it is. I think when we're together, it's like a power. I swear.
Oh my gosh. Because like when I started this role, I mean, I was more into YouTube, but I had, I think, 200 followers on TikTok. And then Lizzo commented on a TikTok like the same week. Right. It was like so weird. We came into the office. We're like, what is actually happening? Wow. What's happening? And now I think I have like 9,000 or something, which, I'm sorry. Just being around your TikTok vibes. Wow. So also important for anyone listening is just being mindful around the people that you are surrounded by and ensuring that they are people who elevate you. Because when you are around people who are dedicated to their own growth and to their own development, the results will skyrocket. And we are a case study of that.
That's what I was going to say. Okay, you know how when you feel like, oh my gosh, I need to message them or I need to reply back or whatever, so your body starts to have that chemical reaction. So, like, what my intention for, like, the harsh boundaries is, like, we still have that, but it's, like, only if, like, ooh, I know, like, I know it's Friday and Haley's not working, but only, you know. Mm-hmm. Now it's, like, retraining it. You're still using that and your ego's still protecting you.
Yeah.
But it's, like, really just the opposite.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's so big. Like, even just with, like, for example, like, another thing I admire, like, even outside of just us working here, it's, like, also you are really protective of, like, your time, like, on weekends and whatnot, like, responding to DMs. Like, it's insane just, like, being on social media. I'm not, obviously, as big as you are, but people just feel like they have 24/7 access to you. And it's great to chat with people and communicate. But that was another thing that I've learned from you is, you know, protecting your energy and not – because I've just noticed, like, when I'm exhausted and drained, if I reply to a DM of someone who, like – like the YouTube video or whatever, it's coming from that martyrdom role that I've placed or I've played in the past. You know, that energy where you're like, well, I have to respond. Like, there's such a difference. And even if it's not consciously felt, like on the DM level of like what it is that you said to the people, it's subconsciously felt like if you reply or try to fix something from that like martyr role or trying to like people please or whatever versus you being in a happy balanced state and being like, oh my gosh, I'm so like there is such a difference. Your energy is your moneymaker. Your energy is what makes your business run. Protecting that needs to be the center of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Honestly, yeah. It's been just so fun to see like what your favorite part about what you do here is. And I feel like that's the work. Even with like us, you know, physically working is one thing, but it's like, again, kind of team meetings, launches, like going back and like, okay, what did we do that was like super fun, exciting? I could have worked on this all day. And then what were the things that were like, I got them done, but they're still like, is there somebody else we can bring on? Like, for example, the Instagram, not Alex. Shout out Alex.
Shout out Alex. We love you, Alex.
You.
Yes.
Thank you, TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously. It's so crazy how much like, when you're not in that, like, chase, you really are, like, attracting. Because before, I was like, I need somebody. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, okay, who am I allowing? Mm-hmm. And that's when both of you came. And I think I hired you both in, like, maybe a 2-week.
Yeah. It was, like, around the same time.
Yeah.
Like, look at us grow.
Okay. So one of the most common, comments we get all the time is, I need a Haley. I need a Mariel. I need someone who is that for my team. So what would you both say, like, if someone's listening to this right now and they're like, okay, I'm at that point where I'm ready to scale. I'm ready to invest the money. And I just want to point out, like, I did not have the money for either of you before I started. And I was like, it's crazy seeing because now I'm like, wow. Like, I really don't think I would be where I'm at today. Both of you, financially, where it is like – the amount of people we've been able to impact, the experience that we have when people do come in. And it's like, when I put the task in Notion, it's like, I was like, holy crap. I have absolutely no idea how I've done this by myself.
Yeah.
And so what I've really learned with both of you is like, release, release, release. Like, it's okay, Anina. You can trust them. And so it's so cool having both of you. Thank you. But what would you say for someone who's in this position, like, I'm ready, but they're scared?
I would say making sure to speak to perhaps people in your niche to see who it is that they recommend, as well as the cool thing about hiring someone is that you have to get really clear on the direction that you're taking things. So just ensuring as you step into that, like, you have to say, like, this is the role that you're going to play. And it's also sort of speaking to what you were talking about around, like, offsetting the tasks that you don't particularly enjoy and finding someone, when you connect with them, they light up. Like, you hate writing emails and they're like, oh, emails are my favorite thing and I love open rates and all the things. So paying attention to that, reaching out to people in your niche, and also just being open. Like, Anita was, we both slid her DMs. Mine was a TikTok comment. So being open
yes.
to people reaching you and just put it out there. What did we hear today? What you write, you invite. So also just posting like a story or just like putting it out there that you are looking for someone and that role that they're going to play so that you can protect your energy for what lights you up.
100%. This is the first job I've ever gotten over Instagram. Look, these girls are young. I'm 10 years older than them. I've been around the block. I've seen different sorts of jobs. And this is the first time I allowed myself to be like, I like Instagram. I love TikTok. I'm just going to hang out and see what's here. And literally manifested a job. So now that I know that this is possible, put yourself out there. If you are searching for someone really specific, make a reel, make a TikTok, put it out there, because there's so much more visibility now. And with the ability of people to work from home and work online, the possibilities are endless. Mm-hmm. So that's my tip.
And if I could just highlight something really quick, if Mariel hadn't sent that DM, if I hadn't sent that that comment, like, we wouldn't be sitting here. So also, true. If you're on the like side of things where you're wanting a role, like, shoot your shot, literally.
Yes, shoot. I love that. Shoot your shot and don't be shy. If you're the person that's looking, like you said, write it down, manifest. The answer is manifest it.
Get clear on what you want and what you don't want. Yeah. Because here's the thing, too, is that, like, most people, like what I was talking about in the video of, like, get clear on what you don't want. Because, again, sometimes, like, you guys are working on stuff, and I have no idea what's going on in the background or how long it takes. In my brain, oh, this would take 2 hours, or this would take 10 minutes, and then it's vice versa, and it's opposite. Yeah. So I think it's also very important for people to get, like, clear on their boundaries moving forward, too. Because if it is the right person, they will meet you halfway, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of people who are like, you know, well, this is what I would need coming into the job, and this is what, you know, I see you, this is what you have, but can we adjust it? And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. I don't even know what people, you know.
Yeah.
And it's also like how you said, put yourself out there. And, like, if it isn't in alignment for you and it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out for a reason. I think Alex is a really good example of, like, that whole manifestation of, like, okay, Alex, I know you're listening to this right now. So, because she was the reason why I went viral. Her video was the reason why I went viral.
Shout out to Alex.
I know. So we have to share her specific story because I don't want to spoil it. But I just wanted to say that Haley was the one. Actually, I think you two made the post.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you two made the post. And it was so cute.
That's so good.
And then we had, what, how many applications?
Oh, my gosh. I think it was, like, 91 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then from that TikTok.
Calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had one person who was making fun of what we do. What was it? Something?
Yeah, literally, like, I was doing the interviews and was literally like, yeah, money mindset, like, that's so silly, but I still want to work for you. And I'm like, hold on.
Go away. Yeah. But the thing is also, don't be put off by the idea that, well, Anita is, like, TikTok famous or she has a ton of followers. I'm not going to do it. Don't worry. Make your post. Someone's going to see it. And if someone who is, like, close to you can recommend it to someone, you never know. So don't let that stop you. Don't let the numbers stop you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And then we had maybe 5 calls from those applications.
Yeah.
Some no-shows.
Yeah.
That one out of alignment. Then there was 2 really good candidates, Alex and someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And Haley said yes on this person. And I did the other interview and I was like, oh, I can tell it's not her path of least resistance.
Yeah.
And I was like, darn it. With Alex, it was. She loves it. And I'm like, that's what we look for. Because you can learn. Learning isn't the problem. It's more of like, is this your passion?
Yes.
Does this make you excited?
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't, then you're going to get burnout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So. And Alex lit up. like, she lit up when we were talking about, like, this particular topic. So I was like, okay, this is in alignment for sure. And I also just want to highlight, like, if you're ever in a role and it's like you didn't get it and you're like, oh, why? Like, that rejection is the universe's protection. Like, the reason that mm-hmm. did not align is because there's something better around the corner. So it's also, like, if you're interviewing different people, you're like, oh, I don't want to say no. It's like, trust me, the universe is whispering to you because that person has a better role somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So honoring your gut instinct when interviewing people as well.
Yeah.
Both sides. If you're going into a role or on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to say is that we have the most beautiful team here. That we all, like, something that I did learn the hard way was 2-week trials too.
Oh, okay.
That was something, like, even though I knew both of you were that person, I was like, okay, I still gotta do a 2-week trial.
Yeah.
To see, like, what's, like, actually in the fire. So now I tell people that all the time too.
Yes. That's a really good point. Because 2-week trial on both ends. Like, you want to predict the energy on both sides. Because sometimes it's like, I like you, but our working chemistry is off. So it's always good to just wade into the waters.
So good. Awesome. Alrighty, loves. We're wrapping up this podcast episode. Do you guys want to say your Instagram handles or any way people can reach out to you?
I'm Haley Comet Astrology, HaleyComet Astrology.
And you can find me at Mariel Vegan Beauty, Mariel Vegan Beauty.
And go watch her reel.
Yes.
Let's bump it up again.
Yeah, share it on your story.
Make another one go viral.
And go watch Haley's YouTube.
It's so good.
Thank you.
I watch everything.
Oh,
I'm obsessed now. Yes.
Awesome. Alrighty, loves. We will see you in the next episode.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.